Al-Qaeda's second in command, is he dead following a U.S. drone strike in northwestern Pakistan? The answer is yes. A U.S. official has confirmed that to WTOP radio moments ago. Yesterday, U.S. officials said they were targeting the Al-Qaeda leader and were optimistic he was among those killed in a house destroyed by the drone strike. Joining us live now in the studio, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., another successful drone strike by the U.S. Tell us more about what has happened.
Well, Abu Yahya al-Libi was tracked to a place in North Waziristan in Pakistan, a town, in fact, called Mir Ali, which is that's the place where the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda organization sort of intersect. That's the crossroads between the two of these organizations. And it's heavily populated by fighters from both of these organizations. And Abu Yahya al-Libi was one of Al-Qaeda's most versatile leaders who he goes back a long way and was very close with Osama bin Laden. And he was one of these people who had a big Rolodex. He had a big mind, and he was very creative in his thinking, and he was able to motivate people very well. And in ascending to the number two role of Al-Qaeda, he was expected to generate some of the, I guess, the charisma on the ground with the fighters that bin Laden had when he was among them.
How did authorities find al-Libi?
That's a very interesting question. You know, there is a very complex mix of interagency operation going on in the battle space now. You have DOD there. You have DHS components out there, as in FBI. You have CIA obviously involved, DEA in some cases. And you have this mix of people that are looking at bits and pieces of data that come from phone records. They may come from bank records. They may come from electronic surveillance records, not necessarily things that a person like Abu Yahya al-Libi would have engaged in knowing that he would become a target if he did. But some of the people that were around him, some of the people that were involved with him, moved around in other circles. And they have put together what's called an identity analysis process that appears to be getting much better as time passes.
Wasn't that long ago, maybe a week or so or more, you were in here telling us how Al-Qaeda was trying to teach each other how to avoid these drone strikes. Clearly, that's not working. Their leadership has been decimated. What happens now? What's next?
Well, for Al-Qaeda, the problem is this. They have run into a point where they, you know, you keep hearing about, to use an athletic term, they don't have much on the bench. Well, they have no bench at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the people that were in backup roles that were coming up in the ranks that knew anything and that had any capabilities have been systematically wiped out, just destroyed within a short period of time. And what Samir Khan, who was the AQAP publisher of their Inspire magazine, tried to do in this piece, that video that he left behind before he was killed last year, was to try to tell people how to duck and dodge these drones. But this drone process and the identity analysis process are so technologically advanced that it's well beyond and above their heads, no pun intended. There's no way that they can catch up with the technology to avoid it. And in the case of al-Libi and others, to stay alive, because the technology is so far ahead of them.
All right. Confirmed to WTOP, Al-Qaeda's second-in-command taken out in a drone strike in Pakistan.